insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning, for God is great, and yes, he's so greatly to be praised. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory, which is through your name. For God, as we decrease, we ask that you would increase within us. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us in clothing in our right mind. God, I ask that you will touch on this morning, oh God. Someone is believing you for a miracle in their body. God, for you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that healeth thee. Father God, in the name of Jesus, someone is believing you for a breakthrough in their spirit, in their financial aspect. God, do what needs to be done in their lives. Father God, for they continue to decrease as you increase within us, oh God. God, we're thankful for what you are about to do on this morning. We say yes to your will and yes to your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to Acts, the 12th chapter, the 6th and 7th verses. That's Acts, the 12th chapter, 6th and 7th verses. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it reads as follows. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. "Quick, get up," he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for this morning is the peace that surpasses all understanding. The peace that passes all understanding. In these verses, Peter is imprisoned by King Herod and is awaiting trial. You see, the text emphasizes the security measures that were already in place. Peter is chained between two guards, with more guards stationed at the door. However, an angel of the Lord appears. A light illuminates the prison, and Peter is miraculously free from his chains and the prison. The angel then instructs Peter to prepare to leave. So here's the breakdown of and the key points of these verses. Imprisonment. Peter is held captive by Herod. It was highlighting the persecution faced by the early church. We can be bound and imprisoned by a situation that only God can release us from. It doesn't matter if the enemy has held you bound for years. If you would just only trust and believe God, he can set you free. He can break every chain off of your life. The next point is security. You can be secure that Christ is your anchor. You can be secure that God will do exactly what he said he would do. This text details the elaborate security measures that is in place to prevent Peter's escape. The enemy may have something that's blocking you in the spirit, preventing you from escape. But we know a God that will set you free, because whom the Son set free is free indeed. And then there comes a divine intervention. An angel appears, demonstrating God's power and intervention on Peter's behalf. Don't you know we have angels that have charge over us? If we speak to one of our angels to go and do this or that, they will go do it. Here we see there is a divine intervention. God will send divine intervention your way. We're talking about the peace that surpasses all understanding. You see, he had peace during the whole situation. Nothing was bothering him because he knew that God had everything under control. You know, that is something right there. When a situation arises and you don't get upset and everything else around you is chaotic, but you have the peace of God, knowing that, hey, God is going to work everything out. And then here comes a miraculously escape. A miraculous escape. The chains fell off. And Peter is awakened and instructed to leave. When the chains fall off and God has told you to do something, guess what? You better do it. When you see a way of escape, you better do it. This is a miraculous thing right here. When the chains fell, let me tell you something. There was no soldier to unlock the chains or nothing. The chains fell off. Don't you know when deliverance comes up on you, when the power of God comes up on you, you feel the chains coming off. You feel the brightness, the lifting of the burden comes off of you. You feel freedom. You feel a way of escape and you take it. You move as God has commanded you to move. So in summary, Acts 12, 6 and 7 portrays God's miraculous intervention to free Peter from prison. He freed Peter from prison, showing the divine power, answered prayer, and God's sovereignty over human authority. Come on here. God displayed divine power, answered prayer, and his sovereignty over human authority. The security guards was there, but they could not overpower what God was going to do. Come on here. They was known as powerless. God did this. So whatever you're facing in your life, when you come out of this, you cannot give the glory to man. You give glory to God because God brought you through this. His miraculous power freed you. It was the answered prayer. It was your prayers that you had prayed to God that delivered you. And it was his sovereignty, his love, his compassion that overtook you. You see, Herod has just put the Apostle James to death. And it looked as though Peter was the next one in line to die for his faith. You see, he would think he would be so worried and just pacing up and down in his cell. But in the night, the angel sent to rescue Peter had to wake him up, because we're going to look at it right here. The angel had to wake him up, meaning Peter was asleep. Peter had peace about the situation. Peter was ready to die for Christ's sake. Come on here, somebody. He wasn't worried about it, because he knew he was going to die because of his faith. How could he be sleeping knowing that within an hour he could lose his life? Once again, he had the assurance that God was going to take care of him. He wasn't worried about life because he knew if he was going to die, he was going to die in Christ. He was going to die for a reason. People of God, that's the peace that passes understanding. Ain't nothing going to worry you. He's the same God that delivered me out of this situation. He's well and able to deliver me now. And that's the way Peter looked at the whole situation. He sees that trouble is happening all around him. But he didn't care. And just like now, we see trouble is happening all around us. But we have the peace that surpasses all understanding. It's not a coincidence that Peter was the one who wrote, "Cast all your anxieties on God," which in essence is cast all your cares on God. 1 Peter 5:7. He was saying, I know what it's like to have worry and fear bombard your mind. I face some serious anxiety. But listen, if Peter were here today, he would tell you that the antidote to anxiety is to turn it over to God. You can't do nothing with it. Give it to God. Cast all your cares on him. Don't carry it. Cast it. Don't dwell on all of the negative. Don't try to figure it out or focus on the what ifs. Put it all in God's hands. That's when you have peace that passes all understanding. While you're waiting for the angels to go to work. While you're waiting on the angels to do what was commanded of them to do, that's when you will have the peace that passes all understanding. My God, to thee. Let us pray. Father, thank you. Lord, thank you that no matter what trouble we face, we can stay in peace, knowing that you are surrounding us. And you can turn every situation around and put an end to it. Thank you that you even send angels in various forms to rescue us. I declare that you are greater than any force that comes against us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning, and I appreciate that you are faithful to tune in every Friday morning and even on Sunday mornings. I thank and I praise God for you. And remember, you can drop your prayer request at Faith is the Key. That's one word. Faith is the Key, 47@gmail.com. Or you can contact me at 318-206-8953. I love you. Yes, I do. And I am continually praying for each and every one of you. Remember this, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Also, check out my website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. Have a blessed weekend until we meet again.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
This is Getting to Know Him with Pastor Elvira Brevel of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. And now,